Naughty Dog Records, CITR, The Georgia Strait, and Beatroot present The Fall Down, Get Down. Featuring Detroit's own Death, local power pop legends The Pointed Sticks for their last show ever, Portland's Bean Jeans, Seattle's King Dude, and many, many more. Weekender goes from November 1st to the 4th, with weekend passes at Neptune, Zulu, Red Cat, Dandelion, and LaDiDaRecords.com.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of The Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is episode number 5 of weekly punk rock show called Rocket All the Way from Russia, or just Rocket from Russia, as you wish. My name is Russian Tim, and welcome to this radio show, my friends. We just heard a brilliant song called Concrete Depression by a local band called Transmitters. That's a song of band's brand new 7-inch, which came out on Latida Records in the end of August. Latida Records is a local record label which is focused on releasing limited run vinyl 45s and LPs, and so far the label released music by such great local bands as Ballantines, Transmitters, The React, The Maxines, and my personal favorites Needles and Pins, and there's more. Latida Records also presents Fall Down, Get Down Festival, the festival I've been talking for you listeners of CITR for the past month, and this great festival will feature farewell performance by legendary Canadian band called Pointed Sticks, as well as performances by Def, Mean Jeans, Nardwar, and his brilliant band The Evaporators, The Mans, Needles and Pins, my favorites again, The Ballantines, Transmitters, and other great bands. Today is the first day of festival, and we have a special show. I have a guest. His name is Tim Horner, who is one quarter of people who are in charge of Latida Records and Fall Down Get Down Festival. Thank you. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you for coming and all the way from Victoria.
That's right.
Success. Today, we will talk a lot about Latida Records. We will talk, obviously, about the festival, because the festival is happening November 1st to November 4th. There's so many great shows, and we will tell you all about those brilliant shows. The wristbands for the festival are still available, and you can get them at Neptune, Red Cat, Dandelion, Zulu, and Antisocial. Correct information?
Correct. We also have them available at the website. So you can,
or Latida Records.
At latidarecords.com. You can grab wristbands right from the site.
And the price is $40.
$40.
Success. So if you will have any questions for Tim about Latida Records, about the festival, Fall Down, Get Down, you can call us at the number 604-822-2487. And you can also tweet at Latida Records, or you can tweet at me at Tima_Tsar, T-Z-A-R. Let's hear a song by, as I said, my favorites, Needles and Pins, and then we'll do the interview.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, let's hear Needles and Pins from their Latida 7-inch, correct statement, and we'll hear a song, Getting On Home. So let's listen, Needles and Pins.
Records, CITR, the Georgia Strait, and Beatroot present the Fall Down Get Down. Featuring Detroit's own Death, local power pop legends The Pointed Sticks for their last show ever, Portland's Bean Gene, Seattle's King Dude, and many, many more. Weekender goes from November 1st to the 4th, with weekend passes at Neptune, Zulu, Red Cat, Dandelion, and LottieDowRecords.com.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we are also available on the website called CITR.ca. Today's show will be focused all about Latida Records, Fall Down, Get Down Festival, brilliant festival which is happening in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from November 1st to November 4th. We'll discuss that in details. And Tim, thank you so much again for coming. And let's talk a little bit about your brilliant record label.
Oh, thank you so much.
Small local record label, vinyl releases. How did it all start? How did you all come about?
Well, Dale Davies, I'm tongue-tied. Dale Davies and I started up back in 2005, actually. We'd been looking for something to work on, with a focus on Vancouver, with a focus on music. And we'd been talking about it for a couple of years, and we finally settled, let's do a boutique label, vinyl only, limited edition, and with a real focus on Vancouver as a city and as a history musically, and try and capture some of the bands that were happening at that time and since. Also, looking at bands that we loved beyond the city gates, and So we went, we started in 2005. We've been going ever since.
A record label with vinyl-only releases. You know, I remember reading the interview with Fat Mike and owners of Fat Records.
Sure.
And he said that someone asked him, like, you know, regular question, what would you recommend to the people who would like to start a record label? And he said, don't do it. This business is as successful as selling fridges in the North Pole. I understand that as I see and, like, you know, I've been following you guys for the months, for the past month very, very closely. And I see that music is definitely more than the business in your label, but I don't think you can avoid the business aspect of it, because you have to press records, you have to ship them, you have to, you know, pay hosting for your website. How big is the involvement of business, considering that the art is still number one for your label?
You know, honestly, for us, it started off music first, and the business end of it was something we've learned along the way, you know, but both through, you know, hits and misses. And it's the business aspect, yeah, of course it's an aspect, you know, particularly when we're doing a festival the size we're doing this weekend, we've got to, you know, cross the T's, dot our I's, and make sure everything's accounted for. But, you know, at the heart of it, you know, the true heartwood of it, it's music first. It's why we're doing it. We're certainly not doing this for a day job.
Focus on the limited 7 inches, and you have brilliant artwork, brilliant vinyls, the physical product. At the same time, you have Bandcamp page. Do people still interested in the digital versions of songs?
Yeah, the Bandcamp's a nice little like augment to what we do. We started up about a year ago, and yeah, you just get we get hit up from people all over, you know, and that's something that, you know, it certainly broadens our reach, and it's always fascinating to see. Who picks up what where, you know, and it does happen, especially with back catalog.
Any interesting places in terms of geography where you got some records?
I think we just sent 150 records to Australia about 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, it comes up, you know.
Nice.
We've managed to get this last batch of singles all over Europe, England, Japan, nice. Australia, throughout the States. So it's amazing what a little network, you know, and how far reaching this music community really is.
So Latida is taking over the world.
Wow, one step at a time.
Yeah. Start with Japan, Australia, and Europe. Not a bad thing. I know that, in bigger labels, in the business record labels, it's always about that how label is involved in the artist, in the art, in terms of writing music. Some major labels say go write more hits. How are you involved in the art process of the songs? Does Ben gives you 2 songs and you release it, or is there some discussion?
Honestly, I think it's been a very fluid development, a very formative development. In the early days, back 2005 through 2007, it was pretty much that simple. You know, contact a band we really liked or really supported. You know, get a couple tracks. Dale takes care of all of our graphic design, all our artwork, and came up with our labels that have been a constant kind of motif throughout. But it's really changed in the last few years. It's not enough to simply, you know, solicit a couple songs and slap them on a 45. We're quite involved when it comes to everything from art direction to promotions to shows. Everything we can do in-house, we'll do, you know. So it's we've taken on a number of roles in the last few years, that's for sure.
Okay, let's hear a song, another song. You mentioned the Maxine's.
Yeah, I'd love to play a Maxine's track. We brought a few records up today, and we're going to play a song off the K Records single that came out early this year. Mm-hmm. Certainly a contender for one of the best singles of the year. So I think we're going to hear Drugstore.
Let's do it. So this is Maxine's on CITR.
I went down to the drug you down and we'll smash you flat.
Hello, you are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is weekly punk rock show called Rocket from Russia, and today we're talking to Tim,
who is... Hello again.
Hello, hello. Who is guest, and he is one of the owners of Latida Records, and also in charge of Fall Down, Get Down Festival.
It does. Yeah, well, I'm a quarter piece of a beast.
A very important original piece who was in the beginning. So, could you please tell listeners what we just heard?
Absolutely. Going backwards, we just heard the React off our recent La Di Da single, Sound That I've Heard. Before that, we heard The Mance in Your Pants off their Rotoflex single way back 1996. And before that, we heard the Maxine's Drugstore off their K-Record single. All three bands will be playing at Neptune Records this Saturday afternoon. The show will be going, starting up about 2. But before that, we got Death doing a in-store signing and a mini set. That'll be starting up around 12.
Mini set?
Yeah, they're gonna play a couple tracks. They're gonna sign some records. They're gonna hang out. So that'll be getting underway about 12. So I'd recommend getting there early. This one is free, but it's going to be wristband priority, so grab those wristbands. Try to get everybody in. Of course, space is limited. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
So the wristbands are still available. Neptune, Red Cat, Dandelion, Zulu, and Antisocial, and latidarecords.com. And the price is $40. There will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shows.
Nine. We got a wrap-up on Sunday with Tim Kerr, who's probably busily doing his install right now over at Antisocial for tonight. He'll be doing a session with some local musicians, doing some Irish trad. So that'll be happening Sunday. It's at Stormcrow. So you can get your orc on, and you can listening to some music. It'll be good. That'll be good going about music. 4 o'clock on Sunday. And again, that'll be another one that's free. Again, it'll be wristband priority. So these two shows are sort of a thank you for everyone who's been supporting us, grabbing the festival passes. And because spaces in these two venues are limited, again, we got to give priority too. But we'll, but again, no cover at the door.
But yeah, $40 for 90. Oh, for
feels like 90 some days.
Yeah, for 9 shows. Sorry, yeah. Okay, let's talk about this great festival.
Let's do it.
I've been excited for this as soon as I heard it from Bryce, a drummer of Transmitters.
Of course.
He told me at the Something Fierce Occult Detective Club show.
Right.
I went to the show. He says, so. And he told me about this festival. I went just bananas because of the. The festival, this huge festival, you know, it's you have some huge bands and the Pointed Sticks farewell show, as we mentioned earlier, 9 different shows in 4 days. I can't even imagine how do you start with that, because there's a band's accommodation, travel stuff. Well,
it has been the last 6 months of our lives, to be honest. This well, you know, the thought process for this started earlier. We've been actively working on this since the beginning of May. So it's taken every waking moment for the last 6 months. It's been a lot from everything from, immigration, riders, hotels, you know, the kit and caboodle. So we've been, in 6 months we've been working on this. And it was a hard thing to keep under wraps May through September. And we did our best to do it. And here we are. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, you did a good job, because I just found out that in September when I saw that Bryce and he told me about that, I went on Facebook and found this the whole page, and I was like, wow.
Excellent.
I understand. I know that there's 4 of you guys who are working with Fall Down, Get Down and helping the Latida.
That's right, yeah.
Is there more people involved helping you with the festival?
Oh, geez, there's so many people helping out with this. Like, honestly, it's, many hands make light work, and there's so many people to thank. You know, you mentioned Bryce earlier; he's one. Evan from Fifth City, there's another. The list goes on and on and on. Whether it's the gear shares or just people helping out with those little pockets and those that we need help with. You know, it's been a community effort, and that was the intent. This is about community, so it's been open to a pretty wide span of people. But at its core, I mean, before we're going looking at some of these shows, we got to give huge thanks to the people involved. Corey Pollock and Vanessa Danrand have worked day and night for months to make this happen. I cannot overstate my gratitude, and I cannot overstate how much has been done on their ends. They've just rolled with this. It's been unbelievable. Dale's been poster after poster, update after update. We've all been doing this to the wee hours, and it's just never going to let up.
One of the highlights of the festival, I know, for me, and I'm pretty sure for lots of people, local legendary band Pointed Sticks, their final show. If you have the insight, why is this final show, and how did you manage to, you know, to get this final show for your festival?
Well, I probably won't speak too much to the motivations behind it, you know, although, you know, I think I have probably an inside track on it. It was the announcement of it being their final show was independent of our booking them. They were first and foremost in mind for this festival back in May. We really wanted to have a bit of a variety to our main shows, the Rickshaw. We wanted, you know, bring someone in from out of town that would kind of wow everybody locally, and that's happening on Friday with Death. With Saturday, we really wanted to have a really unapologetically Vancouver-centric show with the Vancouver bill from soup to nuts, top to bottom. So with the Pointed Sticks, we couldn't think of anyone better to be headlining it. And then when the announcement came in near the end of summer, you know, that this would be indeed their last show, it really put a different kind of weight to it, I suppose. And so we hope we can do our best to do right by it and give these guys the send-off they deserve.
You, as the one of the organizers of the event, I'm sure there are certain bands you're excited to see.
Oh, yeah.
Could you please share?
You know, for me, seeing the Pointed Sticks last show is going to be a treat. It really is. I'm having just seen the Evaporators this past weekend in Victoria and having as much fun as I did, I'm pretty excited for the Evaporators launch tonight at Antisocial. We had a great time on the weekend. Also had a chance to see the Mance this past Saturday, and oh gosh, like, yeah, I haven't seen that band in years. They've dusted off their antennae to come out for this show on Saturday, and they just picked up where they left off. They were unbelievable. So those would be some highlights. We're so excited about the King Dude show at Atlanta Lose as well. I mean, there's someone who's just blowing up right now, and we're just delighted he's able to join us.
You mentioned several shows. Let's go for the whole list of shows.
Would love to.
And, you know, describe for the listeners that, you know, this the worst stuff, what's happening. Starting tonight at Antisocial.
Tonight we're up doors at 7 at Antisocial. This will be the launch of Tim Kerr from Austin, Texas, legend of music, of art. He has been gracious enough to come up with his wife, Beth, and they're going to do a month-long show at the space at Antisocial. We're going to launch it tonight with The Evaporators and Nervous Talk. We're a new band on the scene featuring some familiar faces. So that'll be happening at 7. We'll be going until about 11 tonight. That'll be all ages.
Perfect. Tomorrow, Friday, we have Getting Dark Early at Atlanta Lose.
We do. We're gonna have an early show at Atlanta Lose, and it's we're gonna have, as I mentioned before, Seattle's King Dude and locals Jody Glenham and Two Towns. That'll be going about 7 o'clock. So get there early for that one.
After that, at the Zoo Shop at 10 p.m. Oh, no. After that, rickshaw. Sorry.
That's right. The rickshaw show will be going at 8. For those of you who need to pick up wristbands or hit our will call, please come early. We'll have our will call set up for you. The rickshaw, big show on Friday night. We've got local sex church opening it, kicking it off. We've got Fist City coming all the way from Alberta as we speak. By the way, they are playing in Abbotsford, for those of you out in the valley. They're playing with Korean Gut tonight out of Champion Jacks. So they'll be in support. We've got a big name that we would hate to get lost in the mix. We got Tiger High coming all the way from Memphis. Now these are members of a lot of Goner Records alumni. We've got members of Compulsive Gamblers, Naughty Nights, Raining Sound. So Tiger High, if you haven't heard those recordings, they're unbelievable. So they're on their way up now, and they'll be playing on the Friday at the Rickshaw. Then, of course, the big headliner, we've got Death en route right now. And that's one that was a bit hit and miss. Of course, with everything happening on the East Coast right now, their connecting flight was at Kennedy Airport, which is kind of like Atlantis right now. So that took a lot of doing at the last minute. I'm so thankful that they're able to reroute and get their way to Vancouver tonight. So they will be here. It was a bit hit and miss for a couple days. We just didn't know what was going to happen with the storm, and once we got reports of Kennedy being waterlogged, we were a bit nervous, but we're full steam ahead.
And after that, all ages show at the Zoo Shop.
The all ages show at Zoo Shop will be going about 10 o'clock. We'll be running this one a little bit late, so this one we've sort of framed as a Mammoth Cave showcase. Mammoth Cave Records, one of our favorite Canadian labels, good friends of ours. So we've got three Mammoth Cave bands representing. To start it off, we got Locals Bad Channels, one of our favorites locally. And then we've got the Gooeys and the Mandates coming in from Calgary, both fantastic bands. And then we got Korean Gut finishing it off.
Nice. Let's mention also that those shows are not only wristbands only. You can also get tickets. Is that correct?
There will be tickets at the door, but again, it'll be wristband priority. The rickshaw shows will be $25 at the door, you know, subject to capacity. All the shows we have running around the festival will be $10 a pop. So plan accordingly. You know, if you can't swing the wristband, or if you got to work one of these nights and you're not able to take the whole festival in, you want to catch a show, get there a little bit early, we'll have limited tickets at the door.
Nice. All right, let's move on to Saturday. We just covered Friday a night and Saturday, actually during the day, and you mentioned that.
As mentioned, Neptune all day. It's going to be a great one. That's going to be one of the highlights.
Yeah, the React, the Maxines, the Mance, and Death doing an autodrug session and small set at 12 p.m. at Neptune Records on Main Street. This is a free show, and it's obviously all ages because it's just at the record store. Then the big highlight of the show will be the show at the rickshaw. Of the festival will be show at the rickshaw of Point at Six.
That's right. So Point at Six final show. We'll be getting going Saturday night at the Rickshaw Theater. I think we put together a great roster from top to bottom. We got Greenback High, Chains of Love, Transmitters, Valentine's, and then Point of Sticks will be playing their last show, and it's going to be a gooder, and it's going to be a long one. They got a great set. They got a lot of songs they want to do. We got people coming from Alberta, Oregon, Washington.
Wow.
California. People have already been arriving. It's going to be the send off of send offs.
Nice. And then the next show on Saturday night at the Astoria, and this is the saddest show.
Yeah, because we know.
I want to see Pointed Sticks, but I also Needles and Pins and Mean Jeans.
Yes. Now, I mean, with part of this, you know, the people are going to have a decision to make. We've got a big show at the Astoria. Door's going to be at 10. We're bringing up the Wild Ones, a recent signing to our label. Fantastic band from Santa Cruz. They'll be opening it up. We've got Needles Pins playing in the middle slot. And then, of course, everyone's favorite party rockers, Mean Jeans, headlining it. And we got Johnny from East Van Solo Club DJing between bands.
Nice. And to wrap up that Saturday night, we'll be show at the 360 Glen.
Yeah, we'll finish off the night for those still standing. We've got we've got Capital Six playing and Warm Soda, another name that sometimes gets lost in the mix as we talk about all these shows. Warm Soda, of course, is the new group from Matt Melton from Bare Wires. So if you're a Bare Wires fan, you know, one of Oakland's best bands the last few years, come check out Warm Soda. The new single is incredible.
Nice. I actually haven't heard them. This sounds interesting.
Oh, if we got time today. We'll maybe hit a track before we wrap up.
And the final show of the festival, Sunday, November 4th. You mentioned it a little bit earlier. That will be the Hangover at Stormcrow Tavern.
That's right. Oh, we're just delighted to have Stormcrow on board. Shout out to Luke, who, you know, of course, has a long history here at CITR. It'd be nice to have an acoustic one. I think we'll all be ready for a Caesar and some acoustic instruments by Sunday afternoon. So that'll be going down Sunday afternoon, Stormcrow Tavern. It should be a great afternoon of music.
Nice. Let's listen to some of those bands which will perform at the festival.
Sounds good to me.
I think we have queued up Fist City.
Yeah, we're going to play a track off of Fist City's full length. It's one of my favorite LPs of the year. We're going to play The Creeps.
Nice. So the Fist City, all the way from Lethbridge, Alberta.
Correct.
And they are playing, let me check the schedule.
They're playing Friday evening. They'll be going on 2nd. So catching between 9 and 10.
Yeah, at the Rickshaw. So Fist City, all the way from Lethbridge. We'll be right back.
the best and let me go through the bars. Or am I freaking out? While I'm sitting right down in my chair, I feel so light, but I'm not. Everything is turning over the top. Or am I freaking out? 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 Or am I freaking out? 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 We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, the capital of Fall Down, Get Down Festival. And this is radio station CITR, as I mentioned, and radio show Rocket from Russia, which is played four songs for you. All the bands are performing at the Fall Down, Get Down Festival. And what we heard, the last one was Pointed Sticks.
Last one was Pointed Sticks Live. It's off the original 7-inch, brought that with me today.
Nice.
Prior to that, we heard Warm Soda.
Yes,
off their new single out on Southpaw. It just came out recently. It's probably my favorite Ace out of the year.
Nice.
It's just that the bass line on that song is unbelievable.
Before that, we heard...
Death.
Correct.
Freaking Out, yeah. So,
Legends,
you know, and it's just been such a treat, and we're just so looking forward to hosting them and bringing them out here. And I know they're equally excited.
And before that, we started off with Fist City.
Fist City, the Creeps. Creeps.
Nice. All right, let's again... we're almost done here. We have like 5 minutes and we'd like to play you a very last song. But the Fall Down, Get Down Festival is happening November 1st to November 4th. November 1st is today. Today. And there will be 9 shows. Go on latidarecords.com to check out all the schedule. You actually posted a very, very helpful thing with all the time sets.
Absolutely. So if you go to the website... Check out the Fall Down, Get Down tab. We've got a mobile app for you. So if you're on your space phones and you want to kind of bounce around venues this weekend, download it. You can save it on your homepage, and it's really handy. We're really excited to offer that to everybody because it's just... I know some people got a little dizzy looking at our posters and some of our promotional materials. This lays it out as plain as day.
Yeah, it was very, 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 very helpful. Looking at this thing, I realized that I'm not able to see needles and pins and mean jeans.
It'll be a tough one, like I said.
Yeah,
big decision.
Big decision. And the wristbands are still available. They're $40 for a wristband, and for this money, you can see 9 different shows. The wristbands are available Neptune, Red Cat, Dandelion, Zulu, Antisocial, and on latidarecords.com. And also, there will be some... tickets available at the venues, but as Tim mentioned, there will be a wristbands priority.
And I'd like to mention as well with the wristbands, we are offering a free Pointed Sticks single to sort of commemorate the evening on Saturday and show our gratitude to the Pointed Sticks for their involvement with the festival. We've pressed out the Christmas single they released a few years ago with Power Pop Santa and Christmas Time Again. We've put it out on beautiful green vinyl, and it's actually en route right now. It just got pressed up, and we'll have those available for you Friday. So there'll be a limited edition, wristband only. You get a 7-inch for your troubles.
Nice. This is a nice gift.
It is a nice gift. Quite happy with this gift.
All right. We're almost done. The podcast will be available on CITR.ca and also on my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Hopefully, I'll try to put it up tonight. So for the festival, try to go to see all those brilliant shows.
Absolutely. So I've made a request for our last song, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
as mentioned earlier, in the formative stages of this festival, one of the big things was bringing Tim Kerr up from Austin to join us. This is something I've been hoping to do for years. There's few people who I would say have, you know, I look at for inspiration or influence outside my immediate circle of friends and family. I don't have many false idols, but Tim Kerr is someone who has inspired me throughout my life. He having him here is such an honor. To watch his transition from playing in some of my favorite bands over the years right up to now his career as one of the best modern artists in America. We're just delighted to have him with us this weekend. Again, art openings he'll be running all month at Antisocial. So through the month of November, you can check out some of his artwork. He's brought a number of paintings. He's also brought a rollout that ends in a bunch of pairs of scissors. So for everyone coming tonight, you can take a little piece home with you. That'll be available for free. So to finish this off, I want to play maybe my favorite of Tim's bands, Total Sound Group Direct Action Committee. This is a single off of Estrus Records from... going back probably about 12 years now. I would have to say that this band is the greatest live band I have ever seen, ever will see. And I think the title of the song says it all. Our Friends, Our Friends. Thank you so much, Tim, for having us.
Thank you so much again. Thank you so much for coming. Brilliant. Let's listen. Thank you so much for listening. Check out Fall Down, Get Down Festival this weekend, and I'll talk to you and see you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.